Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪第十一章。
I think we finished chapter 10 last time. If I'm wrong, you must correct me.
我认为上次呢，我们结束呢第十章。 如果他错了的话，你们大家纠正他。
You are right.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad that I'm right.
谢谢，非常高兴我是对。
All right, we're going to pray, and then we're going to read these verses together.
我们现在来祷告，然后来开始学习这些经文。
Lord, we are thankful for the truth of God.
最主要，我们感谢神的真理。
We would be very upset, Lord, if we didn't know what the truth was.
最主要，我们会非常的沮丧，如果我们不知道真理是什么的话。
But the Lord Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." He said, "The Bible is truth."
但主耶稣基督说呢，您的话就是真理，圣经就是真理。
And the fact, Lord, is that the more we study it, the more we have to acknowledge, yes, it is the truth.
事实上呢，就是说呢，我们学习圣经学习的越多呢，我们越是知道这个真的是真理。
And so we just pray now that you'll bless us this afternoon as we consider it more.
所以我们现在祷告呢，就是在今天下午呢，您赐福给我们，当我们学习更多的时候。
Help us understand what it is you're saying to us. Help us understand what it is you did in the past so that we will know what to do today.
所以呢，就是求您帮助我们，就是说是您在现在所说的，在里面所说的，也就是说是求您帮助我们过去理解过去您所做的这样呢，我们今天呢可以照着去做。
We give thanks now and look to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩的祈求您的赐福，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so we've been studying the beginnings, and we learned about Noah, and he went into the ark with his three sons, and there was a new beginning when they came out of the ark.
所以我们就是前面学到的主意是，当那个挪亚一家他们进到方舟去的时候呢，就是前面的事情，当他们从那个方舟里出来的时候呢，就是一个新的世界开始了。And
again now, welcome to all, Winston, Hong Lu, Sharon, Lucy, we're glad that you're here.
所以再一次呢，欢迎大家所有的温斯顿、陆航、谢如还有Lucy。
Now, when they came out then of the ark, verse 1 of chapter 11 says, the whole earth had one language and one speech.
在他们从那个方舟里出来的时候呢，第十一章一节说呢，那时候全地人的口音语言都是一样的。
So, verse 2, it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they lived there.
第二节说，他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。Verse
3, then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks, bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar, and they said, come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
第三节说呢，他们彼此商量，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石器当灰泥。第四节说，他们说来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为了传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
So the Lord had said to the children of Noah when they came out of the ark, you be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
所以当那个挪亚一家从那个方舟里出来的时候呢，主说呢，对他们讲说，你们要生养众多，遍布全地。
So they were told to cover the earth, but then they said, let's build a city. And so we won't have to be scattered over all the earth.
因为他们被告知呢要遍布全地，但是他们却说呢让我们建造城市，这样呢我们就不必分散在全地上了。
And it's amazing how frequently mankind says to the Lord, we want to do it our way. We don't want to go your way, we want to do it our way.
这个呢非常有意思的是呢，就是说是人类呢有多少次他们说呢，我们想要照我们的方式做，他们不想让照着主的方式去做。
And usually people who want to disobey God have good reasons for doing so.
所以呢，通常呢那些人呢，他不想顺服神的时候呢，他们总是找到很好的借口。
At least they think they're good reasons.
最少他们认为是很好的借口。
They say, God made a mistake. He should have told me to go this way. I know I can go my way. It's a better way.
所以他们说呢，神犯了一个错，他告诉我们呢，就是应该往这边走。但是我知道应该往那边走，我知道我的那个方式比神的好。
So I read an interesting line once, and it goes like this.
所以我读到一个非常有意思的一句话，是这样说的。
There's one thing.That God left out of the Bible.
所以就有一件事情神呢没有包括在圣经里。
What was the one thing God left out of the Bible?
所以是哪一件事神呢并没有包括在圣经里呢？
My opinion.
是我的想法。
Your opinion.
你的想法。
Okay, they're not in there. God didn't have to consult us before he wrote the Bible.
所以呢，他都不在那里。神呢，在写圣经之前呢，他并没有征求我们的意见。
But we have to consult him before we act on what he wrote in the Bible.
但是呢，我们在就是说去做圣经里所写的东西的时候呢，我们必须要征求神的意见。
So they said, let's build a tower, a really high tower.We can all look at that tower and we can say, oh, that's a wonderful tower. And we won't be scattered around the world. We all will be focused on that tower.
他们说呢，让我们建造一座塔，你看看那些塔，我们全都住在那个塔里，看这个塔有多高。所以呢，如果我们住在塔里的时候呢，我们就不会分散在全地。你看看这座塔。
So I've sometimes wondered why they built a tower.
所以有时候呢，我觉得奇怪，他们为什么要造那个塔呢？
One of the reasons they might have built a tower is because if it was really high, if there were another flood, they could climb to the top of the tower and they'd be all right.
其中一个原因呢，就是说是他们如果建造一座塔。这个塔都足够高的话，如果下一次再来洪水的话呢，他们呢站在塔的上面就不会有问题了。
Would that be wise?
这个是很明智的吗？
And the answer is no, because God had said, I'm not going to flood the world again.
所以这个答案是不是的，因为呢神告诉过他们，神不会再降大洪世界范围的大洪水了。
So if he's not going to do it again, no point building a tower to be dry when he does it again, because he's not going to do it again.
因为如果神呢，他不准备再降下世界范围大洪水的话呢，你就建造这个塔，那就没有任何的意义。因为神呢，他不会降洪水，你建个高塔避洪水有什么意思呢？
Do you know what a tsunami is?
你知道海啸是什么吗？
A tsunami is a flood of water that comes in because there's been an earthquake associated with the water.
所以这个呢，海啸呢，实际上是一波的这大波的水像这么推过来，是因为在海的中心呢发生了一场地震。
So if a tsunami were to come into Vancouver, what would you do?
如果一个海啸呢来到温哥华，你会怎么做？
Well, you and I would sit there and say, we're glad we live at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel because down in Richmond, if a tsunami comes in, they'll get very wet. But we're way up here. We're okay.
今天我们说呢，我们非常高兴呢，我们坐在第十六届福音教堂的这个里面，因为呢那个大那个海啸来的时候呢 ，Richmond 的那个地呢比较低，那么说呢它先会淹到它呢，我们在这边呢就淹不到了。
So down in the United States, in Washington, and in Oregon, there are many very, very low plains just above the sea line.
你这个你呢，就是说是往下走到那个华盛顿州和俄勒冈州，在那里呢有很多地方呢，就很多平原呢，他们的海平面非常低，在几乎接近海平面。
And it would take too long for the people who live there to drive all the way to the mountains. We can get to the mountains in no time here, but they have to go a long way. So what they did is they built some towers so that the tsunami wouldn't get them.
所以这个里面呢，就是对他们来说呢，要花开很长时间才能上到山上去。但我们这边不用太长时间，但是他们那边呢，就要花很长时间才能去山上。所以他们在那里呢，也建造了一些塔。所以那个海啸来说呢，他们可以爬到塔上去。
And they look kind of funny. They're built on steel towers, and it goes up maybe 40, 50 feet.And you lots of stairs, you go up the stairs to a platform. The platform's maybe as big as this chapel, and there's a platform there. All the people climb up on the top of the tower.
所以这个里面呢，就是非常的也奇怪的一件事情，看起来呢，就他们建造这样的塔了，就是有那个台阶，台阶大概有40到45英尺高，那个地方呢，就是说有一个平台，这个平台大概就像我们第十六届福音教堂这么大。
Do you think that's a good idea?
你认为这是个好主意吗？
I don't know. I think if the tsunami came in and everybody got up to the top of the tower, what would happen when you got there?
你这个呢，我不知道。但是呢，我认为如果海啸来了，每个人呢都爬到那个塔的那个台顶上去，都聚在那里，那么海啸来了会怎么办？怎么办呢？
And I think the people who are up there are going to say to those coming up, you can't come up, there's not enough room, and you push them all down again.
我认为那个上面已经挤满了人，那么说的还有人往上爬的话呢，海啸来了说你们不能上来，然后把他们都推下去。
Anyway, hopefully that's not going to happen, but tsunamis often do come to places like that.
不管怎么说呢，我们希望那样的事情不会发生，但是呢，海啸呢，通常是会发生的。
Now, is there another reason why they built the tower?
现在呢，是不是还有另外一个原因，他们为什么要建造这座塔呢？
And some people say they built the tower so that it would be a center of worship for them.
所以呢，有些人说呢，如果他们呢，就是说是建造一座塔，那就是他们那个在敬拜的中心。
And they would look at that tower and they would say, "We worship the God of that tower. We're all together. We're a united people, and we worship the God associated with that tower."
所以他们所有人都会说呢，我们现在呢，就是看看那个塔的话呢，我们就是敬拜那个塔里的神，所以我们所有的人呢都联合起来敬拜那个跟塔有关的那个神。
That may have been the reason why they did it.
这有可能是他们为什么要造这座塔的原因。
And it may even just have been a cultural thing.
所以这有可能呢，也是一个文化的东西。
If you lived in France and you saw the Eiffel Tower, do you think you would be proud of the Eiffel Tower?
如果你住在法国，你看见埃菲尔铁塔，你认为你会就是说是为埃菲尔铁塔感到骄傲吗？
And you might say, yeah, I'm French, I'm from Paris, a beautiful tower. That's about Paris.We're proud of that.
就说你说，哎，是的，我是法国人，我是在巴黎，从巴黎来的，所以呢，巴黎那个埃菲尔铁塔了，我们感到非常非常骄傲。
Now, you probably read in the news that the Jewish people in Jerusalem and in Israel are planning on building the third temple.
所以你有可能呢读到那样的新闻，在那个犹太人的耶路撒冷的犹太人呢，他们在准备建造第三圣殿。
It's built, going to be built on the top of a mountain.
所以呢，他准备在那个山顶上建。
Everybody will see it from roundabout.
所以呢，周围的人呢都可以看得见。
And it's going to be where God's temple was. It's for the Jewish people who know and love God. They will say, that's associated with our God.
那就是说是准备建造那神的圣殿在那个地方。那么说呢，所有那些相信神的那些犹太人呢，说我们看到那个圣殿呢，我们就敬拜那个圣殿里的神。But
most of the people in Israel today don't believe in God.
但是呢，大多数今天住在以色列的人呢，他们不相信神。And
especially they don't believe in Jesus.
特别说呢，他们不相信主耶稣。
So why do they want a third temple?
那么说呢，为什么他们想要建第三圣殿呢？
And my Jewish friends who don't believe in God and don't believe in Jesus, they want the third temple.
所以我的犹太朋友呢，他不相信神，也不相信主耶稣的时候呢，他们想建那个第三圣殿。
So I say to them, well, why do you want a temple if you don't believe in God?
我就跟他说呢，为什么呢？你不相信神，你为什么要一个圣殿呢？
And they said it will be our cultural center.
他说呢，那个会成为我们的文化中心。
And it all says we are Jewish.
所有的那些告诉我们呢，我们都是犹太人。
And we're a great nation.
我们是一个伟大的国家。
And we've got a great history.
我们有伟大的历史。
That temple reminds us of our great history.
所以那个圣殿呢，让我们想起我们伟大的历史。
Now, I think some of that logic was here right at this time.
所以我认为呢，那其中的有些逻辑呢，就在这里，正好在这里使用。
And they said, we want this tower, it'll remind us, it may protect us from a flood if it comes.
所以他说呢，就是说是，我们要这个塔，它可以让我们想起来，或者说呢，在大洪水来的时候呢，能够保护我们。And
we may have a religion that's associated with it.
我们可以建立一个宗教和这个塔有关的。But
either way, it's a cultural center which says we are good people.
所以不管怎么说呢，这是一个文化中心，说我们是一群好人。And
God said, that's not what I want. I want you to go all over the world, populate the world, so that you can all be my people. But if you stay here, you'll all say, we're our people. We don't need God. We got this beautiful tower.
但神说呢，我不想要你们这样，我想要你们呢分散在世界各地。那么说，这所有都是我们的子民。如果你们在这里建个塔，那你就说啊，我们是我们自己的人民，我们都是些好人。Verse
5 says, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built.
第五节说呢，耶和华降临，要看看人的孩子们所建造的城和塔。That's
interesting. Do you know whatever you do, the Lord comes down to take a look at it?
这个非常有意思的，你知不知道呢？就是不管你做什么，主都会下来看看。People
say I can do what I want.
有些人说呢，我想做我想做的。God
says I'm watching.
神说呢，我在看呢。I
know what you're doing.
我知道你在干什么。I'm
going to come down, take a really good look. I'll inspect.
所以呢，我会下来真的看一下，然后检查一下。Verse
6, what's the Lord do when he gets there?
所以第六节说呢，当主来到这里时候，他做了什么？And
the Lord said, indeed, the people are one. And they all have one language. And this is what they will begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them.
第六节说，耶和华说，看哪，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的语言。现在既然做起这事来，以后他们想要做的事就没有不成就的了。They're
all together. They're all one language. And they can do just about anything now.
所以他们所有的人都在那里，他们都讲一样的语言，他们基本上呢什么都能做了。Verse
7, God said, come, let us go down and there confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech.
第七节说呢，我们下去，神说我们下去，在那里变乱他们的语言，使他们说话彼此不能明白。
Verse 7, who said, come, let us go down?
所以第七节，谁说让我们下去呢？
Well, verse 6, the Lord said.
第六节说是耶和华说的。
So who's the Lord?
谁是耶和华？
The Lord is God.
那耶和华就是神。
So why didn't he say, come, I will go down?
所以他为什么不说呢？来，我自己下去。
Why does he say us?
他为什么说我们了？
The triune God.
这就是三位一体的神。
Okay, so they come down. What are they going to do?
所以他们下去了，他们准备做什么呢？
They're going to confuse their language.
他们准备变烂他们的语言。
All right, so if you confuse their language, what will happen?
如果他变烂他们的语言会发生什么呢？
Well, frankly, it's going to be hard to get along.
所以呢，坦率说呢，他们很难相处了。
That's why you're studying English.
为什么你们来学英语
？Okay, when there's two different languages, it doesn't work out very well.
如果是两个不同的语言呢，这个通常呢就行不通。
I lived in Germany.
我呢住在德国。
I didn't learn the German language. I didn't have to do. You have German for work. I had English friends and people I worked with spoke English. I never learned German.
他从来没学会德语，是因为为什么呢？他呢不用学德语，因为所有的跟他在一起工作的人呢都会讲英语。
One night I was driving my car in the country.
一天晚上呢，我在那个农村开车。
And I got lost.
我呢迷路了。
So I saw a man, and I pulled over and I said, "Excuse me, I am lost. Can you speak English?"
然后我看见一个人，看见一个人呢，然后我就把车停下，停下我说，来，对不起，我迷路了，你能讲英语吗？
And he said, no.
他说的不讲。
I thought, boy, I really am lost now.
我说，哎呀，我现在真的迷路了。
And I tried everything I knew about German. I tried to speak to him.
所以呢，我就试着所有的我对德语的了解，所以我试图用德语和他说话。
I was very pleased. He understood me enough to say go that way.
我非常高兴呢，他呢就是能够理解我说的话，足够到一个程度的告诉我往哪里走了。
And I was very pleased. I went that way. I got home and I said, Harold, you can speak two languages.
然后非常高兴的，我照着他指的方向走了，我回家了。我说 Harold, 现在你能讲两门语言了。
What happens now?
那现在发生了什么呢？
One family here, another family there, another there, all speaking different languages.
一家人在这里，一家人在那里，还有一家人在那里，他们讲的语言都不一样。
And one family goes to the other family, and the other says, I don't want you to do this.
所以呢，其中一个家庭呢，找到另一个家庭说，我不想让你干这件事情。
And the other family says, 尽管好了。
然后那一家人说，尽管好了，好。
Okay, and so I decide, I'm going to move away. I don't want to be with those guys anymore.
所以呢，我决定呢，我要搬家了，我不想跟这些人住在一块儿。
And so they spread over all the earth.
所以他们的分散在整个世界全地。
Verse 8.
第八节。
So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they stopped building the city.
于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地，他们就停工不造那城了。
Therefore, its name, that city, is called Babel.Because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth.
第九节说，因为耶和华在那里变乱天下人的语言，使众人分散在全地，所以那城名叫巴别，就是变乱的意思。
So we've got this interesting word, Babel.
我们有这个非常有意思的词巴别。
What does the word Babel mean?
那么巴别是什么意思呢？
It means confusion.
意思是变乱。
Okay, that's a good meaning for it.
这是一个很好的解释。
There was confusion because there was different languages.
所以他们变乱了，因为他们的有不同的语言。
But the word Babel doesn't just mean confusion.
但是那个巴别呢，它不仅仅只是就是变乱的意思。
The word actually means the house of God.
所以这个词呢，也其实上是神的房子。
Babe, house, El, God, Babel, house of God.
所以把 Babe 那个是房子 ，El 就是神，那就神的房子。
Okay, but we have a word in English that is similar.
但是我们呢，在英语里有个类似的词。
It is Babel.
就是那个巴比。
What does Babel mean?
那巴比是什么意思呢
？A little boy goes around the house, blah 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 blah.
那一个小男孩在房子里叫吧嗒吧嗒吧嗒吧嗒吧。
And Daddy says, "Stop babbling."
所以呢，那个爸爸说呢，不要叭叭叭叭的。
Babel means to make noise, but not to make sense.
所以这个 babbling 的意思呢，就是说是你发出声音，但是没有任何意思。
So this word Babel then has three meanings, all of which are very interesting.
巴别呢，它有三个意思，每一个呢都非常有意思。
Why would it have been called Babel, the house of God?
为什么这个要称之为巴别，就神的房子呢？
Because the people were building this tower, they were building the tower as to make it the house of God, rather than God.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说是啊，他因为这些人呢建这个塔，建这个塔来把那个塔本身呢变成个神，而不是天上的神。
So Babel was a very bad place because the people had got together against God. They said, "We don't need God, Noah." Our fathers, they knew about God, but we're better than that. We don't have to follow God. We'll build this tower. It'll be the house of God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是巴别呢变成一个非常的坏的地方，因为他们建造这些人说是我们不需要神，我们的先辈呢挪亚他们那些认识神需要神，我们不需要神，我们自己建造一个神的房子。
Now, the word Babel is the foundation of the word Babylon.
所以这个巴别呢，就是他是这个是那个巴比伦这个王国的就雏形。
And you will find much about Babylon in the Bible.
你在圣经里呢可以发现很多的巴比伦。
What is the city in the Bible that we read most about?The one city in the Bible that you read the most number of times, what city would that be?
所以呢，在圣经里你读到的次数最多的一个城市的名字是什么？就是出现次数最多的那个名字，城市的名字是什么？
Take a guess.
猜一猜。
Elah. Jerusalem. Bang on. 100%.
所以呢，就说是耶路撒冷，对，100%。
What is the second city? We read more about the second city than any other cities. Jerusalem first, second city is?
第二位的就是说呢，耶路撒冷城市我们读到最多的，第一位的，那么第二位我们读到最多的城市是什么呢？
Babylon.
巴比伦。
You'll read about it. Daniel and his friends were taken captive to Babylon.
所以你会读到呢，但以理和他的朋友们呢被掳到了巴比伦。
In the book of Revelation, that we're coming to way at the end of time, the city then is Babylon.
所以在启示录里，你读到了很多次关于有个城市叫巴比伦。
So this city, Babel, was a very important city. It was the foundation of the opposition to God.
所以这个里面巴别呢，这个城市呢是一个非常的重要的一个城市，它就是说是一个就是那些反对神的那个大本营。
Now what was another reason why God confused the language.
所以其他的另外一个理由呢？其他的一些理由是为什么神要编乱他们的语言呢？
Verse number six.
第六节。
It says, if they've got one language, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them.
第六节说呢，如果他们讲一种语言，那么以后他们想要做的事就没有不成就的了。
Okay, so the word Babylon actually means confusing by mixing. Babel, confusion, lawn, mixing. Confusion by mixing. And you put all the confusing languages together in Babylon, and it's all a hodgepodge, all confusing.
所以就是说是那个巴比伦，巴比伦它那个意思呢，就是说是把所有的东西呢混在一起，让它变乱。那么说呢，就是说是啊，如果说是啊就是巴别是那个变乱，那么说呢那个弄就是把混合在一起，那就是说呢把所有的那些东西都搞在一起，然后就乱了。
Now, What did God say? He said, if it's going to be only one language, they will be able to do anything.
所以神是怎么说的呢？神说呢，如果他们有一样的语言，那么他们基本上呢，就能做任何事情。
Does that make sense?
这个是不是有道理呢？
Would there be more effective working together if we all had one language?
所以如果我们都讲一种语言，我们的工作效率会不会更高了？
Well, some people think so.
有些人是那么想的。
There was a man by the name of Mao Zedong.
这里有个人，他的名字叫毛泽东。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
He said, we're going to simplify the Chinese language.
他说我们要简化汉字。
And there's all these different dialects and everything. We're going to make it all one.
所以呢，有很多的不同的方言，我们要把它变成一个。
Was he smart?
他聪明吗？
Yeah.
非常。
Did it work?
那有没有用呢？
Yeah. Lots of other problems, but that worked.
真的有用，因为是尽管出现其他的很多问题，但是还是有用的。
So what's next?
下一步什么？
What is the...One language in the world today.
所以当今世界上的一个语言是什么？
Computer.
电脑。
Okay. Now, can I speak to my friends in Chinese through my computer?
我可不可以跟我的朋友呢，通过电脑用中文跟他交谈呢？
And the answer is sure. You just go, and there it is. And, I say something, there it is in Chinese.
所以答案是是的，我在这里有个那个东西，我在说些什么，它会翻译成中文。
And Amir has got an app, and it says English and Farsi. You hit the button, back and forth.
所以阿米尔呢，他有一个那个 APP， 他呢用的时候呢，这里说英文，变成了波斯语，在这里都可以。
If we can do that.What does the verse say?
如果我们可以那么做的话，这句经文是怎么说的呢？
Nothing that they propose will be withheld from them.
所以以后他们想做的事儿就没有不成就的了。
Wow.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of artificial intelligence, AI?
有没有听到过人工智能呢？就是 AI。
Are you afraid?
你害怕吗？
Yes.
You'd better be afraid.
你最好害怕。
Okay. So I'll tell you the story of a friend of mine.
我要讲一个我朋友的故事。
He was a very senior businessman.
他是一个非常的高阶的生意人。
30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, he went to Brussels in Europe.
所以呢，就是说是，大概30年前，很多年前，他去到欧洲的布鲁塞尔。
The man who was speaking to him was a very senior government official.
所以呢，这个跟他讲话的人呢，是政府里面非常高阶的一个官员。
And he said to my friend, he said, yes, he said to my friend, I'm going to tell you about this computer. We've got the world's biggest computer, and it's marvelous. It can do this and this and this and this.
就说呢，我要那个跟你讲讲这个电脑的故事。我们呢有很多的电脑，非常神奇，这电脑可做这，可做那，可做这个。
And my friend said to him, I've got a question for you. What's going to happen when the keys to that computer get into a bad man's hand?
所以我的朋友呢，就是说是啊，那个跟他说，我要问你一个问题：如果这个电脑的那个钥匙掌握在坏人手里，会怎么办？
Oh, man, that would be terrible.
你说啊，那太可怕了。
What's going to happen in the future?
那这将来会发生什么呢？
The keys to the computers of the world are going to fall into the hands of the Antichrist.
所以呢，就是说是啊，整个电脑的钥匙，整个世界的钥匙会掌握在敌基督的手上。
And the Bible says that it's going to be so bad that nobody will be able to buy anything or sell anything unless that computer says you can.
所以这个里面的圣经说呢，会到这样一个如此可怕的程度，如果呢你那个电脑不允许，你既不能买也不能卖。
200 years ago,Christians used to read that and they would say, wow, that looks bad. Those are bad days. We hope they won't come.
200年前的那基督徒们说呢，哦，这个看起来太可怕了，我们希望这样的事情不会发生。
And now everybody in the world said, those are bad days. They have already come.
所以呢，所有的现在在这里的基督徒说呢，那些可怕的日子已经来了。
And my friends tell me that you don't do what you think you could do in China, or they won't let you travel.
所以呢，就是我的朋友告诉我说，如果你不能在中国去照着他们所说的做，你甚至都不能旅行。
And they're monitoring your computer.
所以呢，他们在监控你的电脑。
And they got face recognition.
他们有那个面部识别。
And you walk down the street and they take a picture of you, and they know immediately who you are and everything about you.
所以呢，他们你在街上走路的时候呢，他们就给你照个相，就知道你所有的事情和所有的关于你的事情。
Okay, the problem with Babylon was confusion by mixing.
所以呢，就是巴比伦的那个问题，是因为混合在一起就变乱了。
And so the people of the world today are saying, we're not going to have confusion by mixing. We're going to stop mixing the language. We all have the same language, and therefore we can't control everybody and everything.
所以这个当今的世界说呢，我们不会让这样的混乱呢，这些就是混在一起，让我们变乱。我们就是要用世界上变成同样一个语言，那么说呢，我们就可以去控制，去监控一切事情。
And in that day, not far away, you'll go to the grocery store and you'll say, "I want a loaf of bread."
因为这样的日子。已经不远了。如果你去那个商店里说，我想买面包。
The Antichrist said, "You can't buy a loaf of bread."
所以那敌基督说呢，你不能买这一个面包。
Then you say, "I'll make my own bread and I'll sell it to my neighbor."
你就说呢，那我就自己做面包，自己做面包，然后卖给我的邻居。
And the Antichrist will say, "You can't sell a loaf of bread."
所以那个敌基督说呢，你不能卖这一个面包。
Is that going to happen?
这个会发生吗？
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
In part because it says in verse 8, In verse 6, rather, nothing that they propose will be withheld from them. And our Bible tells us that the day will come when you won't be able to buy or sell anything.
所以这个基本部分原因是第六节你说的，以后他们想要做的事情就没有不成就了。我们的圣经告诉我们呢，在将来有一天呢，你不能买，也不能卖任何东西。
So this is where it all starts.
这就是所有的开始的地方。
Okay, how long ago was that?
所以这个要持续多久呢？
Oh, probably 4,500, 5,000 years ago.
大概呢，就是说是4,500年之前。
Takes a long time to develop, but it's coming.
所以呢，要花很长的时间去发展，但是来了。
All right, verse number 10 now.
第10节。
This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and he begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood.
第十节说呢，闪的后代记在下面，洪水以后2年，闪100岁，生了亚法撒。So
immediately after the flood, the population began to grow.
所以呢，就是说在那个在大洪水之后，那个人口呢是就开始成长了。After
he begot Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and begat sons and daughters.
第十一节说，那闪生亚法撒之后，又活了500年，并且生儿养女。
How many do you think he had?
你认为他有多少？
Well, we've no idea, but probably quite a few. In 500 years, he could have a lot of children.
我们不知道他生了多少孩子，但是有可能有很多。如果你活500年，那可能要生好多孩子的。
Verse 12, Arphaxad lived 35 years, begat Salah.
第十二节说呢，亚法撒活了35岁，生了沙拉。After
he begat Salah, Arphaxad lived 403 years, he begat sons and daughters.
亚法撒生沙拉之后，又活了403年，并且生儿养女。Salah
lived 30 years, begat Eber.
所以呢，撒拉活了30年，生了希伯。And
after he begat Eber, Salah lived 403 years and begat sons and daughters.
让他生了希伯之后，又活了403年，并且生儿养女。And
Eber lived 34 years and begot Peleg.
希拉活了34岁，生了法勒。And
after he begot Peleg, he lived 430 years and begot sons and daughters.
希伯生法勒之后，又活了430年，并且生儿养女。Peleg
lived 30 years, begot Reu.
所以法勒活了30岁，生了拉吾。
And after he begot Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and begot sons and daughters.
法拉生了拉吾之后，又活了209年，并且生儿养女。
Reu lived 32 years, begot Serug.
拉吾活了32岁，生了希路。
After he begot Serug, Reu lived 207 years, begot sons and daughters.
拉吾生希路之后，又活了207年，并且生儿养女。
And Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor.
希拉活了30岁，又生了拿鹤。
And he begot Nahor. Serug lived 200 years and begot sons and daughters.
希路生拿鹤之后，又活了200年，并且生儿养女。
Nahor lived 29 years, begot Terah.
拿鹤活了29年，生了塔拉。
And after he begot Terah, Nahor lived 119 years, he begot sons and daughters.
拿鹤生塔拉之后，又活了119年，并且生儿养女。
Now Terah lived 70 years, and he begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran.
塔拉活了70岁，生了亚伯兰、拿鹤、哈兰。
And so you say, wow, that's very interesting.
你说哇，这个非常有意思了。Okay,
does God care about detail?
神呢，他呢关心细节吗？
Yes.
Does God care about where you came from as well as where you're going?
是的，那么说呢，就是说是神呢，他关心你从哪里来的，并且也关心你要去哪里吗？
I keep checking myself on this. And I say, all right, Harold, what were the names of all of your great-grandparents?
所以呢，我就一直问我自己这个问题，就是说，我说呢， Harold， 你们的那些祖先怎么回事啊？
And Norma said,
We don't know. I don't know.
Now, one of the reasons Norma doesn't know, because she's not really interested in that.
所以呢，Norma说啊，她不知道。那么其中一个原因，Norma不知道原因是她根本不感兴趣。
But I'm not that way. I know a little bit more than Norma does.
所以呢，我不是那样的，我比Norma稍微知道的多一点。
But I don't know either.
但我也不知道我的祖先是谁。Okay.
What about my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents?
因为我的祖祖祖祖祖祖父是谁呢？
Norma and I have a friend who is Jewish.
我罗马有个朋友，他是犹太人。
And he says, I know a little bit about my background.
他说我知道一点点关于我的背景。
And then he says something like, in the year 1586, our forebears were kicked out of Spain and they all moved to
所以他说呢，我的在1956年，我的那些先辈呢，他们被从西班牙踢出来了，他们去到了。I
don't know what our forebears did in 1586. We don't know.
因为我不知道我的那些祖先在18，刚才应该是1856年，1856年他们在干什么，我不知道。
But God knows.
但神知道。
And it's marvelous that he recorded all this just so that you and I will know he is a God who is devoted to detail.
这个里面那些是神的嘛，这些所有的那些都写在这里，是让你我都知道神是一个那么非常关心细节的神。
Now there was a king, I can't remember what his name was.
有一个王，我不知道他的名字是什么。
He lived in days way back when.
所以呢，他呢活在了很久之前。
And he was a librarian, I think.
所以呢，他是个利比里亚人，我是。
And I'm not sure. I think he had something like 23,000 books. I'm not sure.
我不知道，他好像有两千三百本书还是什么的。
But he was a businessman.
但他是个生意人。
He was a king in one of the countries of Mesopotamia to the northeast of Israel.
所以呢，他是一个王，在那个拿撒布尼亚的，就是说是在以色列南边的一个国家。
He kept a lot of detailed records. He was a good accountant.
所以呢，他呢就是保留了很多的细节，因为他是一个很好的那个会计。
And if you read the details that he left behind, you will read that he did business with Nahor, Terah, Serug, Abram, Nahor, Haran.
如果呢，你记住他所记下来的细节呢，他和那个哈兰、拿赫、亚伯兰，还有其他的人，他们都有他啦，他有生意做。
These names, not just written in the Bible, they are preserved in the histories on the cuneiform tablets of the kings who lived back there. These men, Abraham and his family, they were rich businessmen and they did business with the king who lived there.
所以这些名字，他不仅仅只是说记载在圣经里面，他实际上呢，就是在那个王的那一个年代呢，他们被刻这些名字，被刻在那个石柱上，因为这些人呢，都是那个非常的富有的商人，他们和那个王做生意。People
say can't believe the Bible. It's just it was written down hundreds of years after the fact, and it's full of error.
有些人说呢，你不可能去相信圣经，因为所有东西呢都是说是事情发生以后一两百年才写的，充满了错误。Well,
if it was written hundreds of years later, how did they get all the facts right?
所以呢，如果他们就在100多年以后写的，那么说呢，他们怎么样让这些事实变得准确呢？
So one of the things that excites me is the fact that over in the Middle East today, men are using shovels and they're going through, they're developing archaeological data.
因为其中一个让我感到非常感激的事情是，现在有些人呢，他们在中东地区用那些敲呢，在做那些考古。And
they're just continuing to prove that the Bible's right.
所以他们挖出来的东西呢，就一直就证明圣经是对的。And
I say, that's good, I like that.
我说这个太好了，我喜欢。
All right. So all of that to get to this man Abram.
所以这些的答案来到了这个叫亚伯兰的人这里。
This is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, Haran, and Haran begot Lot.
就是那个塔拉的那个家谱，第27节说，塔拉的后代记在下面，塔拉生亚伯兰，拿赫哈兰，哈兰生罗德。
And Haran died before his father Terah in his native land in Ur of the Chaldeans.
第28节，哈兰死在他的本地加勒底的乌尔，在他父亲塔拉之先。
Then Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. The name of Nahor's wife, Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah.
而且就是亚兰拿赫娶了妻，亚兰的妻子名叫撒来，拿赫的妻子名叫密加，是哈兰的女儿，哈兰是密加和伊加的父亲。
But Sarai was barren, she had no child.
但是撒拉呢，不生育，没有孩子。
Which is kind of disappointing, because we just read all these generations of Shem all the way down through Terah and Abraham. But Abraham doesn't have any children.
所以这个里面呢，就是有点让人失望。我们读到的那个闪，所有的这些后人一直来到亚伯兰这里，但是亚伯兰呢却没有孩子。
And then verse 31, Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughters-in-law Sarai, the son of Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there.
第31节说，他呢带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他的孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。So
they used to live in Ur of the Chaldees, and then they moved to Haran, named after their after the son who had died. And they probably built a little town there, and the community sprung up around them.
所以这个里面呢，就是那他们呢是加勒底呢，那搬到哈兰去了。哈兰以后呢，到那个时候呢，他们的儿子死了以后呢，其实呢，他们就在那里建造了一个城。这个城呢，在他那个城周围呢，就建立了一个社区。
So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
所以他呢活了205岁，就死在哈兰。Now,
the question is, Abram grew up in the city Ur of the Chaldees.
现在问题是那亚伯兰，那他是在那个叫哈兰的乌尔，叫加勒底的乌尔生长的。So
what do we know about Ur of the Chaldees?
所以我们对那个加勒底的乌尔知道多少呢？
And the answer is, the archaeologists tell us, that Ur was a relatively well-developed city.
所以呢，就是说，事实上呢，考古学家告诉我们，就是说是，那个当时乌尔是一个非常发达的城市。And
Abram was relatively well-to-do, so he probably had a nice house.
所以呢，那个就是亚伯兰呢，当时很能干，他可能呢有一个非常的漂亮的房子。We're
not sure, but it would appear that in his house he had running water.
所以我们不是很清楚，但是我们有可能知道呢，在他的那个家里有上下水。The
city was so well developed that they had a water system, and the water went through into the houses.
因为当时那个城市如此的发达，他们甚至有那种自来水，那水都可以留在家里。Okay.
So, Abram, I think Abram and Sarah had a pretty nice life.
我认为亚伯兰和撒来呢，他们应该有一份很好的人生。
Big enough in business that they actually did business with the king of the land.
所以呢，他们做生意做得足够大，他们甚至是呢和那个亚南的王做生意。
And so, chapter 12.
第12章。
Now the Lord had said to Abram earlier, Get out of your country, from your kingdom, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
I will make you a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will bless you and make your name great.
我必赐福你，叫你的名为大。
And you shall be a blessing.
你也要叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
第三节说，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So if you were Abraham,What would you have done?
所以呢，如果你是亚伯兰，你要做什么呢？
I just got to remind you now that his name is called Abram here, because God is going to change his name from Abram to Abraham later. We all call him Abraham, but before that, his name was Abram.
所以我现在要提醒一下大家呢，在这里他的名字叫亚伯兰，因为稍后呢他的名字要改成亚伯拉罕，是人给他改的。那么说呢，就是说是在这之前呢，他叫亚伯兰，我们所有的人呢都知道他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
So if you were Abram, would you have gone? He said, "You follow me, Abram. I will bless you."
所以如果你是亚伯兰，神说呢，你跟从我，我就会赐福你，你会不会去呢？
Would you have gone?
你会去吗？
I would have said, I don't know, I kind of like this house, you know, it's a nice place to live.
我会说呢，哎呀，我可能不大想去，因为我的房子太漂亮了，我住在这里很舒服。
And I'm not sure how big it is, but he probably said, I got a bit of a pool out the back, and at least I can put my feet in there in a cold and a hot day. And maybe it was big enough to have a swimming pool.
因为我不知道他这房子到底有多大，但是我就想呢，他在后院里可能有个游泳池。他说呢，在夏季的时候呢，我会把我的脚放在里面呢，让我凉快一下，甚至呢，那个游泳池都可以下去游泳的。
And I can imagine that Abram went to his wife one night and said to her, Honey, Sarah, this is amazing. God spoke to me today.
所以呢，我可以去想象一下，就有一天晚上呢，那个亚伯兰跟他妻子撒来说呢，说 Honey, 这个非常好啊，你看那个神跟我说话了呢。
And she said, What did he say, Abram?
所以说亚伯兰，神说了什么？
He said, Well, if you follow me, I'm going to bless you.
他说呢，如果你跟着我，我会赐福给你的。
And she said, Where are we going?
这三人说呢，我们去哪里啊？
He said, I don't know.
但我不知道。
Well, she said, what are we, when are we going?
所以那三人说，那我们去哪里呢？
He said, well, pretty soon.
他说呢，啊，很快就要走了。
She said, well, what should I take? What are we going to need when we get there?
他说呢，我应该带一些什么呢？当我们到那里去的时候，我们能够得到什么呢
？He said, "How will I know? I don't know where we're going. How can I tell you what to take?"
所以呢，亚伯兰说呢，我怎么可能知道呢？我也不知道去哪里，那我怎么知道要告诉你带什么去呢
？She said, "But what about all my friends?"
他就说呢，那我的朋友们怎么办
？He said, "Well, at least we can take some of the servants."
所以他说，至少你可以带一些仆人。
And anyway, they talk. And what's verse 4 say?
所以不管怎么说，他们有一个谈话。那么第四节说的是什么？
So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
所以第四节说，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候75岁。
So the Lord had spoken to him when he was heir of the Chaldees, said, I want you to follow me. They went as a family to Haran. He lived there for a few years, and then they went from there to Canaan, but they didn't know where they were going.
因为这是主呢，在加勒底的吾尔呢，呼召了亚伯兰，亚伯兰呢，然后呢，他们出去了以后呢，他们就居住在那个哈兰，在哈兰住了几年以后呢，他们呢，就然后才去到迦南地。
You ever heard of anybody doing anything like that?
你们听到过任何人做过同样的事情吗？
Some of you say, well, yep, I moved to Canada.
你们中间有人说，对。我搬到加拿大来了。
Was that easy?
这容易吗？
No, that wasn't easy.
一点都不容易。
No problem for Norma and me.
Norma 跟他两个人是没问题的。
Our paternal grandfather, he moved from England to Canada way back around 1902.
所以呢，就是他们那个曾祖父呢，就是说是从英格兰搬到加拿大来，是在1902年搬过来的。
Our mother's family moved from Scotland way back, maybe 1929, maybe 1948, sorry, 1829, maybe 1841. I'm not sure, somewhere in there, probably both.
妈妈的那一支呢，他们是从苏格兰搬过来的，大概是1829年或者1840几年，他不是很清楚，就是说那个时候就搬到加拿大来了。
Was it hard for them?
对他们来说很难吗？
I think it was maybe hard for my father's family.
所以我认为呢，有可能对我父亲的那一家人比较难。
I don't think it was that hard for our mother's family because they were so poor in Scotland, they had nothing to leave behind.
因为我认为呢，对我妈妈那一家人呢，并没有那么难，因为他们在苏格兰的时候呢，非常的穷，所以他们呢，没有什么东西可留下的，留恋的。
Not easy for us because we were born here.
对我们来说比较容易，因为我们是这里出生的。
Now, each of us have got to say,I'm going to leave the world. I'm going to be like Abram, and I'm going to follow Jesus, and I'm going to say no to the things that were past, and I'm going to say yes to Jesus.
所以现在我们每个人都必须说呢，我们要把世界来抛在身后。现在呢，我要跟着主耶稣基督，我要照着主耶稣基督说的去做，我要为主耶稣基督而活。
And part of that is going to be hard.
其中呢，有些呢比较难。
Part of that's going to be easy.
其中有些部分呢比较容易。
And in terms of what you have to pay to get the blessing, it's the easiest thing in life. All you have to do is believe.
所以呢，这取决于呢，就是说是你要付出的有多大的代价。但是呢，所有的你要所做的呢，就是去相信就可以。
But in terms of the implication of the cost, one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life.
因为就是这个也是，就是取决于在你人生中呢一些非常艰难的事情，你所要付出的。
Now I've met a lot of Chinese who've come to Canada.
那碰到了很多从中国来到加拿大的人。
And I say to them.Was it easy?
我对他们说呢，容易吗？
And they say no.
他们说不容易。
And then I say, do you want to go back?
Okay, 然后我跟他说呢，你想回中国去吗？
And they say no.
他们说不想回去。
That's the way it is with Christians.
这就是说是基督徒的方式也是一样。
Okay, is it easy? Not always.
做基督徒容易吗？并不总是。
Do you want to go back? No.
你要回到世界去吗？不想。
I see friends who said no to Jesus. I watched their lives. I've lived long enough to watch their lives for a long time.
我看到一些人呢，对主耶稣基督说不的，就是说是我去观察他们的人生，因为我活得足够久，我可以去观察他们的人生。
I say, Harold, if you hadn't trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you would be like them.
Harold, 如果你没有相信主耶稣基督为你的个人救主的话呢，你就会跟他们现在是一样的。
Oh, I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad I decided to follow Jesus.
我就说呢，谢谢主耶稣基督啊，我非常高兴，我决定了跟从主耶稣。
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
All right, so verse 5.
第5节.
Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan.
第5节是亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。So
it was a big group that moved. Abram wasn't poor.
所以呢，就是一大群人在搬家。亚伯兰呢，并不穷。He
had a lot of servants, a lot of cattle, a lot of wealth.
有很多那个仆人，有很多那牲畜，也有很多其他的财富。And
Sarah had left her nice house, and now she had a tent.
所以莎拉呢，离开了她的那漂亮的房子，现在必须住在帐篷里。I
think Sarah had one of the nicest tents that money could buy.
所以呢，我认为莎拉呢，她呢有一个就是说是金钱所能买到的最好的帐篷。
Do you think she was happier living in her tent than she would have been living in the house in Ur of the Chaldees?
你认为呢，就是说是她在哪一个房子里，是在那个帐篷里，还是在她在家那里的屋儿的房子里住，哪一个地方她更快乐呢？
And the answer is, I think she would have been happier in the house, but she was happiest when she was with the Lord. And her husband, where the Lord wanted them to be. I think Sarah was a happy woman and glad she had left Ur of the Chaldees.
我认为呢，如果她住在房子里，她可能呢也比较快乐。那么说呢，就是说，如果她呢跟着主，她就是最快乐的一个女人。那么说呢，她一直跟从这主，她选择的跟从这主，她是当时世界上最快乐的女人。
Verse 6, so Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree or the oak tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land.
第6节说，亚伯兰基哥拉地到了示剑地方摩利平原那里，那时迦南人住在那里。
Verse 7, then the Lord appeared to Abram again and said, to your descendants, I will give this land.
第7节，耶和华向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”What
was so outstanding about that?
这个有什么那个突出的地方呢？
He didn't have any children, that's why.
他们没有任何的孩子，这就是为什么。Sarah
didn't have any children.
扎拉没有任何孩子。
God says, I'm going to give this country to you, Abram. Look around. I'm going to give all this to your descendants. Abram said, that's good. I just don't have any descendants.
所以人说呢，就是亚伯兰，你向周围看看，看看这所有的你能看土地的，我都会赐给你，赐给你的后裔。那亚伯兰说，那太好了，太好了。但是问题是我一个孩子都没有。
So what did Abram do?
那亚伯兰做了什么呢？
He built an altar to the Lord. Who had appeared to him.
亚伯兰就在那地为他，为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。When
do you say thank you for the things that God gives you?
所以你什么时候应该对神说谢谢你，当神赐给你东西的时候。After
you get them?
在你得到之后。Or
when he promises to give them to you?
或者说他应许给你的时候，你就应该感谢。That's
a good question, isn't it?
这是一个很好的问题，是不是的？
Okay, I will wait to say thank you until you give it to me.
我会等着，直到他给我以后，我再说谢谢你。
Or you say, I trust you, and I'll say thank you now because you promised to give it to me.
或者说呢，我说我呢。 现在呢，要啊，谢谢你，因为呢，您已经允许了，要给我。That's
the way we usually conduct business, isn't it?
这就是我们做生意的一种方式，是不是？
Your prospective boss says, "I will hire you, and I will pay you so many thousand dollars every month."
因为你那个将来的老板呢，可能的老板呢，说是啊，我会就是雇佣你，雇佣你以后呢，我会一个月付你几千块钱的工资。
And you say to him, do you expect me to believe that?
你就对他说，你认为我会相信那么个吗？
I won't work for you unless you give me 3 months' payment in advance.
我呢不会给你工作，除非你提前付我3个月的工资。
No, you don't say that.
不，你不会那么去说。
You see a beautiful girl.
你看到一个漂亮女孩儿。
And you say to her, I would like to marry you.
你就说呢，我想娶你。
And she says, I would like to marry you.
她那时候呢，我想嫁给你。
And so you say to her, I will marry you if your father gives me.
你会说呢，我会娶你，如果你的父亲给我。
I want your father to pay me a dowry in advance, $500,000. You pay me, I'll marry your daughter.
所以呢，我说呢，要你的那个父亲呢，就提前付给我嫁妆，付给我50万的嫁妆，我才会娶你。
Jesus says, I'll give you eternal life. I'll take you to heaven. You live with me in heaven forever.
你主意就是说呢，我要赐给你永生，我要带到你去天堂，因为主在天堂里永远住着。
What do you say?
你怎么说？
You say it sounds like a good deal. I believe you. Let's go.
你说听起来这个是不错的交易，我相信你，我们去吧。
Now along the way, he keeps on giving you good things. You say, "Wow, this is wonderful."
就是在去的路上，他一直赐给你美好东西，你说这个太奇妙了。
But you know, not one person around this room has ever been to heaven.
你知道吗？我们在座的没有一个人去过天堂。
We're delighted that we get to go there. We just haven't been there yet.
我们非常的高兴，我们能够去到那里，但是只是还没有到达那里。
We believe it.
我们相信，
Abraham believed it.
亚伯拉罕相信了，
Sarah believed it.
撒勒相信了。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
So, verse 7 again. There, Abram built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
第七节，再次亚伯兰就在那里向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
Abram moved on the basis of promises.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕的行动呢是基于应许的。
Verse 8, and he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built another altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
第八节说，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south.
第九节，后来亚伯兰又渐渐地迁往南地去。
Why do you think he kept on moving?
你为什么你认为他为什么一直搬家？
Because the Lord had promised the whole land to him. He wanted to see more. He wanted to enjoy it more. He just kept on moving and moving and moving into the land that God had promised him.
因为呢，神呢把整片地呢都应许给他了，赐给他了，所以他呢想要看更多的这片地，他也想了解更多的这片地，所以他就不断的从一个地方搬到另一个地方，以便更多了解这块地。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Now there was a famine in the land.
那地遭遇饥荒。
Uh-oh. What are you going to do when there's a problem?
现在如果出现了问题，你该怎么办？
Sometimes the problems are pretty hard.
有时候呢，那些呢问题呢非常的大。
Now, if Abraham had been there, just Abraham and his wife, would he worry much about a famine?
现在如果亚伯兰呢搬到那里，他说只有亚伯兰和他的妻子，他会担心有饥荒吗？
No, Abraham had, he had, lots of people. He had lots of money. He probably had lots of cattle.
因为就是不是亚伯兰呢，他有很多的人，他有很多人呢，他有很多的钱，也许他有很多的牲口。
What would have happened if all his cattle had starved?
所以呢，如果他的那些所有的牲口都在挨饿，会怎么办
？No grass.
没有草。
Probably no water.
有可能也没有水。
What's Abram going to do?
那亚伯兰应该怎么做呢？
Verse 10.
第十节。
Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land.
因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂住。
He said, "If things are bad, I'm just gonna, I'm not gonna leave this land. I'm just gonna stay away for a while. I'll go down to Egypt, but I'll come back because this is my land. But right now, I gotta go somewhere else because my cattle are getting thirsty."
所以现在问题呢非常的大，大到一个程度呢，就亚伯兰呢说呢，我要离开这里，我不会抛弃这里，但是我要离开一会儿，我要下到那个埃及去，我在那里暂时住一段时间，然后还要回来的，因为现在呢，我的牲口呢没有东西吃，也没有水喝，所以我要到那里暂住。
Are you ever tempted to say in your heart, I love Jesus, I want to go his way, but there's big problems, I think I'm just going to go my way now.
所以你有没有受到过这样的诱惑呢？你就说呢，哦，我呢想跟着主耶稣基督呢，但是呢我也相信他的应许，但现在只是我这里出现了一些问题，那么说呢我现在要照着我自己的方式去做。
I know I should do it right, but
我知道我应该做对的事情，但是
And I told you that there was one particular political leader in the world who says this.
我就告诉过大家，在世界上有一个特别的一个政客，他这么说过。
He says you'll never get anywhere in life unless you tell a lie.
所以呢，他说你的人生呢不会走到很远，除非你撒谎。
Those are not my words. Those are his words.
这不是我说的。
He's a big successful politician.
这不是我说的，这是他说的，因为他是一个非常成功的政客。
Do you think he's the only politician who ever told a lie?
你认为他是唯一的那个，就是说撒过谎的唯一的一个政客吗
？No，
不是的。
What's a Christian going to do?
那基督徒应该怎么办
？Christian says, Lord, I'm going to have to do what's right.
也就是说
，even if I'm going to be misunderstood, even if I'm going to lose the job, even if I'm going to have all kinds of other problems.
所以主啊，那个基督徒应该说主啊，我要一直做正确的事情，就算我会被人误解，就算我会失去工作，就算我会遇到麻烦。
Hong is in China.
刘宏现在在中国。
Do we all know Roy? Does everybody know who Hong is? Amir doesn't.But everybody else.
你们大家有谁不认识刘宏的？在伊朗，但是呢。
So Amir, Hong is a lady who used to be with us here only a couple of years ago. She went back to China.
那个就是跟阿米尔还有伊朗说呢，就是说实际上呢，刘宏是一个那个女的，她曾经呢很多年就在我们这里，现在回中国去了。
Hong says, "Would you please pray for my friend?"
刘宏说呢。求您为我的朋友祷告。
We say, Hong, tell us about your friend.
我就说呢，红呢，你给我讲讲你的朋友。
She said, my friend had a good job working for a company in China.
她说我的朋友呢，在中国呢，也为一家呢很好的公司有个很好的工作。
And her boss said to her, probably a few weeks ago, her boss said to her,You are going to have to keep on telling lies in order to keep working for this company.
所以呢，大概几个星期之前，他的那个老板跟他说呢，如果你想继续在这家公司工作的话，你就必须撒谎。
And she said, "I'm a Christian. I can't tell lies anymore."
他说呢，我是个基督徒，我不能再撒谎。
And he said.You must tell lies if you're going to work in this company.
跟老板说呢，如果你想在这家公司工作，你就必须撒谎。
And she said, I won't, I quit.
所以她说呢，我不撒谎了，因此呢，我辞职了。
And Hung says, she's responsible for herself and her family, and she doesn't have a job. She can't get another job.
所以女方说呢，她家的呢收入呢就是主要靠她，她现在呢没有工作了，她也找不到另外一份工作。
And she's unemployed today in China.
所以她今天呢在中国呢她失业了。
Do we know her name, Roy? That woman, that other woman's name? I don't.
Yeah, I think this is, she says, Li Jia.
Okay, she's got a Chinese name. Roy almost knows it, and he could even tell you, but he couldn't explain it to me.
所以呢，他有个中国的名字，我也不是记得太清楚，所以我也没办法告诉他，他也不知道。
Pray for that woman.Not easy.
是因为那个女的祷告并不容易。
Abraham, what are you going to do?
亚伯拉罕，你应该怎么做
？So Abraham could have stayed in the land of Canaan in the famine, or he could go down to Egypt.
所以呢，亚伯兰呢，他本来可以，就是在那个。饥荒的时候待在那个迦南地，或者说呢，他下到埃及去。
Do you remember any other stories like that in the Bible?
你记不记得在圣经里有任何其他的类似的故事呢
？One of the stories is about one of Abram's posterity lived about 700 years later, and he 800 years later, his name was Elimelech.
因为其中一个呢，就是亚伯拉罕的后人，大概在住在那个亚伯拉罕之后700多年之后，他的名叫 Elimelech。
He went down to the land of Moab in famine.
他在那个饥荒的时候呢，搬到摩押地去了。
He died.
他死了。
He had 2 sons.
有两个儿子。
They died.
也死了。
He went broke.
然后呢，他呢就是说完全的破碎了。
In the land of Moab.
他在那摩押地破产了。
There was another man, his close relative, probably a cousin.
另外一个人，大概呢是他的比较近的亲戚，可能是。
His name was Boaz.
他的名字叫伯阿兹。
And in the same famine, at the same time, Boaz decided to stay in the famine and trust in Jesus, trust in God.
所以在同样的情况下，伯阿兹呢，就是同样饥荒情况下，伯阿兹呢，他决定呢留在那个伯利恒，他相信神。
Elimelech lost everything.
这 Elimelech 失去了一切。
Boaz got richer.
所以伯阿兹呢变得富有。
Wow.
Wow.
Abraham, what are you going to do?
亚伯拉罕，你应该怎么去做
？And so we're going to get the answer to that question next week.
所以这个答案呢，要等到下个星期再分解。
I can imagine Abraham was in suspense for more than a week on this.
Yes.
所以呢，我可以去想象呢，亚伯拉罕呢，在这样的思考了超过了几个星期。
There will be testings in the Christian life, opportunities for us to prove whether we rely on the circumstances or whether we rely on Jesus.
所以在基督徒的人生里呢，就会有那样的测试，那样的试炼呢，它测试我们是相信呢，依靠环境呢，还是完全依靠主耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, fact is these stories are not just real; they are filled with implications for us.
所以主啊，这些故事呢，不仅仅只是说是真实的故事，同样呢，给我们有很多的启示。
These things actually happened to Abraham.
所以这些事情实际上发生在亚伯拉罕身上。
But their pictures of what happened to us so often in life.
这也是在我们人生里的通常会发生的事情的一个画面。
Delightful thing about Abraham is the Bible says he believed in God.
让我们欣慰的是呢，圣经说呢，亚伯拉罕他相信神。
Lord, may each of us say, I want to believe like Abraham. I choose to believe in God.
所以主啊，愿我们每个人说呢，我们要像亚伯拉罕那样，我选择相信神。
And so we just pray that you'll bless as we consider this, Lord, help us to respond God's way, believing God.
所以主啊，我们就祷告，当我们呢学习这些事情的时候呢，让我们呢选择呢相信神，说我们呢相信神。
And we give thanks now for your goodness and kindness and for each one who's here.
所以我们向您献上感恩，为您的慈善和美善，就是说，为在座的每一位献上感恩。
Bless each one of us, we pray, we ask in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您赐福给我们在座的每一个人。我们的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Thank you to all on Zoom. Good to see you.